Welcome back. I'm Merv Griffin. It's very nice to have you back on the program.
Thank you.
It's Peter Hughes.
Hey, everybody.
Who's here, the manager of the Linda, here to tell us what's happening at the wonderful performing arts venue on Central Avenue in downtown Albany. Great music coming in, very reminiscent of a time and a place. Give us a sense of what that is.
I know exactly what it is. That is Lady Bird, performed by Cliff Brucker's Full Circle, but it does have a very, Merv Griffin game show, Card Sharks kind of thing, Joker's Wild. Now, the, and everything I watched when I was a kid on cable. So, that is Cliff Brucker's Full Circle, which is an amazing, in their second year, jazz collective, which is the music of the legendary local jazz saxophonist, Leo Russo. Leo Russo, who's about 87, 88 years old, does sit in with the band. I'm sorry, drummer, saxophone. He plays all the instruments, does sit in with the band, and he is quite amazing. Drummer. It's a drummer, Mike. I looked it up. But his son, Lee Russo, plays the whole show. And that is coming to the Linda back on September 14th. I know you guys have had Cliff and the gang over here on the show. And that's kind of an annual event, and we love it. And it's some of the best jazz you're ever going to hear. But before I get to Linda stuff, I would be remiss if I did not send out a happy birthday to my father, whose birthday is today, He is the universe's newest octogenarian. Professor David M. Hughes is 80 years old today and the healthiest person I know, because he takes seven naps and eats only the right things.
Who cares?
He's got it. And happy birthday, Dad. And I look forward to seeing you next week.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
All right. So back to Linda stuff. Here we go. On September 12th, we have an amazing blues player, Taz Crew. This is actually a show produced and promoted by the Capital Region Blues Network, which are the local blues booster club in the area. And this is their appreciation show for all their members and fans and their all the people who help produce and promote blues across the Capital Region. And that is on September 12th. And I think you can find a way to get tickets incredibly cheap if you go to their website, because it's an appreciated show from them. So do that, or come to Linda.org and buy tickets, and that would be great. Rockmon Record Club is back after its summer hiatus on September 19th. We're going to be listening to the stories, the history, the details, the dirt, but of course the music for the Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers, which is the album cover that came with an actual zipper on it. We may have a copy of that. I don't know. Coming up on the 20th and 21st, it's the return of the New York State International Film Festival, which is annually held at the Linda. And this is two nights full of short films from all across the world presented by the New York State International Film Fest. And that's always a good time, always something new. Soft Machine, September 26th. Soft Machine was going to be at the Linda last fall, but there was a problem in England with their visas and they couldn't get on a plane, so we missed out. But now the legendary prog rock band, the jazz percussion progressive experimental 1966 to current band that's had 36 members in it over 40 years and over 50 years, excuse me, there may not be a single original member in this band, but there have been 40 members over the years, and I was thinking about this. They are more of a prog rock concept, right? Like, I love the Red Sox, but there's not an original member on the team anymore, and I still wear the shirt. So I think it's okay. If you love prog rock, do it. If you don't, you're probably not coming anyway. So I'm reaching out to the inclined. What is the best pitch I've had all
time? It's a good marketing strategy.
I've been doing this for a long time, and that's the best I got. They're fantastic. You're going to have a great time. One more thing I want to mention is that we announced last week that coming up on November 2nd, we're going to be holding at the Linda our very first Maker's Mark Flea Market Antique Emporium called the WAM Flea. And we are currently seeking vendors. So if you go to thelinda.org, you can sign up. It's very it's a nominal cost to hang out with us for 6 hours in the Linda. There's going to be antique dealers. There's going to be makers. There's going to be some gourmet food vendors, all sorts of interesting things. WAMC will be selling some of our stuff. You should have a good time. There may be live music as well. So the WAM flea is on November 2nd, but if you are a vendor out there who would like to sell at the flea, go to thelinda.org and figure out how you can do that now.
WAM flea.
The W-A-M
I love
that. Flea.
All right. We have about a minute left. What else would you like to
share
with those?
Coming up in October, it's the return of Live and Local at the Linda, which is the first Friday of every single month. We support and we play and we showcase all the great local talent in the area, and 100% of the ticket revenue goes to those artists. And our initial artist on the first Friday of October is the remarkable Buggy Jive. Buggy Jive will be playing the Linda, and there'll be a couple other people there. And then in November and December, we've got others. But that's the first one, and that is in October. Also, coming up on October 18th, I just got this album in the mail. It's remarkable. Matthew Steckler, Matty Stecks, the incredible jazz saxophonist, is going to be having his album release party for Old Friends Beckoned, New Tunes Reckoned, which is his new piece, and that's going to be at the Linda on October 18th.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so a lot going on in the coming months at the Linda. You can find out more by going to the Linda, thelinda.org. Peter Hughes is the manager of said performing arts space, the Linda, WAMC's performing arts studio, thelinda.org. Peter, thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
As always.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.